You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy gave his first budget speech before the state legislature today. He delivered a $34 billion budget that increases spending and pays for those services by raising taxes on the rich. Joining me now to discuss the details is WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Nancy, let's start with the distance that Phil Murphy put between himself and his predecessor, Chris Christie. How different was this speech from the ones we've heard over the previous 8 years?
Well, to call it a sharp turn from Christie would be a huge understatement. First, he ticked off what he's already done: equal pay for women, funding for Planned Parenthood, re-entering the regional greenhouse gas initiative. Then he laid out all the ways he wants to spend money that's very, very different from Christie. He'll triple the funding to New Jersey Transit, as well as increase funding for local schools, for pre-K, and for community colleges.
And we have some tape that gives an idea of the difference.
To reduce and reform New Jersey's habit of excessive government spending, to reduce taxes, to encourage job creation, to shrink our bloated government.
For everyone who cares about common sense gun safety laws, a 100% clean energy future, women's health care, the rights of our LGBTQ brothers and sisters, or immigration policies.
So we hear those iconic voices, and now what's becoming, Nancy, an iconic difference. Murphy is increasing the state budget by 8% to fund education and transportation. What kind of specifics did he provide?
Well, he says he'll restore $341 million to local schools, $57 million to preschools, and another $50 million to community colleges. Here's what he said about that.
Think about this. When we have achieved these objectives, New Jersey will set a standard for the nation by providing free access to an education for everyone from pre-K all the way up through to an associate's degree. We will be the only state in the nation that does what I've just said.
So, Nancy, he wants to provide free community college tuition?
Yeah, and he says he'll phase that in over 3 years. These are the schools that many kids from low-income and working-class families attend. A lot of the programs offered have vocational training, and it's a much more affordable path also to a four-year degree because you can then transfer for junior and senior year. He also said he'd increase the earned income tax credit, which helps the working poor, and raise the minimum wage to $15, another policy he would phase in, starting with a raise to $11 this year.
So he's going to increase school funding, triple the budget of NJ Transit, and put more money toward the public employee pension fund. How's he going to pay for all this?
Well, we got a few more specifics added to what he's been saying all along. He's been saying, of course, that he wants to raise the income tax on people who earn more than $1 million. He said he'll get rid of Christie's cut to the sales tax. That amounted to a 0.375% that he says no one noticed. But when you pull all that together, it does affect the state budget. He said he'll get rid of, or he'll help find savings by divesting the pension system of hedge funds, which charge higher fees. And something a little more less specific, he said he'd find healthcare savings among pensioner healthcare benefits. And then there's marijuana. He said he wants to lead the legislature to pass legalization this year. He didn't specify how much money it'll bring in, but $300 million has been bandied about. And he said today during his speech that the state spends $140 million a year on marijuana criminal cases. So that would also add to the money brought in by legalization.
How did the legislature receive all of this and receive Governor Murphy?
Lukewarm, I'd say. When Christie spoke year in and year out, the Republicans would lead this like rah-rah kind of response. They'd be on their feet every two sentences. Murphy's own party's response was a bit tepid. Like, he got polite applause most of the time. The first real enthusiasm hit when he said he was committed to raising the minimum wage to $15, and everyone jumped up on their feet. After the speech, Republican legislators said they're appalled at the increased spending, that it'll end up taxing residents more, and they're afraid it'll drive business out of the state. So, of course, the Republicans are quite opposed to what he's proposing.
All right. Well, Nancy, we can hear from constituents tomorrow when Governor Murphy is a guest on the Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll take some listener calls. And in the meantime, thanks so much to you, Nancy.
Thanks, Jamie.
That's WMYC's Nancy Solomon.